Afternoon, family. Is that the best we can do? Afternoon, family. Thank you very much. I'm an addict named Shirley. Blessed with the gift of recovery. Truly, it's a gift. Thank the committee for asking me to participate by doing this workshop. Thank all of you addicts for coming to see what God has to say. And one thing that I want to put out right now, it's not about me. It's my story, but it's not about me. It's about the message. The message is hope. And the theme of this convention is dreams do come true. And we all sitting in here are miracles. I thank my God as always for allowing me to be able to stand here today clean and sober. I want to start off by sharing a little poem by Russell Kelford. Just a little bit of it. You are who you are for a reason. You're part of an intricate plan. You're a precious and perfect, unique design called God's special woman or man. No, that trauma you faced was not easy. And God wept that it hurt you so. But it was allowed to shape your heart so that into his likeness you'd grow. You are who you are for a reason. You've been formed by the master's rod. You are who you are, beloved, because there is a God. This topic, Effects of the Defects, is a wonderful topic, especially for an addict like me. As I was thinking about this topic, I remembered back to when I was in active addiction. And you've all probably heard people talk about the committee going on up in the head. Well, before I came into this program of Narcotics Anonymous and started working on the aspect of recovery, there was about maybe a couple of hundred or so of those persons running around up there. You know, and I remember one of those defects being greed, larceny, envy, jealousy, vindictiveness. All of those little creatures were up there and they was fighting and duking it out, jockeying for position, right? Because I remember this so vividly because I could picture myself sitting in one of those houses, calling myself having fun, and watching, hoping that somebody would move and leave their stash where it was. Now, I know I'm the only addict that probably has ever had those kind of thoughts, hoping somebody drops something. Or leave the room. They didn't even have to drop anything. You know, and it took a lot of energy to do those kinds of things, to act on those character defects. But then by the grace of God, walked into a place like this, got a sponsor who started talking about working on the inside, getting that stuff that was on the inside that caused me to act out, exposing it, cleaning it up, getting rid of it. Now, what I've come to understand is that some of those character defects are not going anywhere. They are there for a reason. They are there for a purpose. And let me say right now that I want to dedicate this to a person that I met by the name of Willie from Connecticut, caused me to think about some of these defects. You know, what I've come to understand is that we all want to be loved. I'm talking about me, though, okay? And sometimes we go about wanting to be loved, looking for love in all the wrong places. You know, and doing things that in our right mind, we probably would not do. But because that need and that desire for love is so great, it causes some of those defects of character to come out. You know, such as insecurity. Insecurity. You know, I got some folks up here right now that's up there talking about they want to speak. You know, and it's all that I can do to keep them under control. Okay? But let me tell you something. It's not me that keeps them under control. It's the God of my understanding. Because, see, the literature says that these defects of character cannot be overcome by us. Now, if we think we can do it, if we think we have some power, go ahead and see how often and how frequently you will be humiliated. Don't believe me? But anyway, like I said, there's a couple of them that want to speak, so I'm going to let a few of them talk. There's this one that I call Exercise Girl. An exercise girl is the one that's busy getting her exercise, jumping to conclusions. And then she has a partner, her sidekick. Her sidekick is Detective Girl. She got that Sherlock Holmes hat on and a magnifying glass. And everything that Exercise Girl has said, jumping to conclusions, Detective Girl says, yeah, that's right. Let me follow that trail. And then there's little girl who's sitting back there who's got some fear, okay? Some issues from way back, but that fear causes her to believe that false evidence appearing real, okay? So in finding out these things about these people, just a few of them. See, I told you I came in here with maybe a couple of hundred. It's only about 10 now, all right? You know, this thing is about progress, right? It's about progress. And sometimes I've come to understand that these defects of character that I have, that I might want to go right here, right now, right away, serve a purpose. They're not always wrong. They're not always wrong. You know, the literature speaks about sometimes you get that feeling that something is not quite right, and you don't listen, and you go ahead anyway and mess up, okay? But sometimes that one is jumping to conclusions has already seen something that resembles something else, all right? So sometimes we have to really use some kind of discernment to find out if it's real or is it Memorex, okay? Because we are all the sum total of our experiences. Now, as a result of having a sponsor and working on a few things for a few 24 hours, I run things past my compatriots. Because sometimes those voices really seem so real and the evidence appears so overwhelming, and Detective Girl has done her homework. She done checked the facts, cross-checked, and did some more stuff. That finally something says, well, wait a minute. Hold up there. Remember that God? The God of your understanding? You better stop and ask God what's going on. And then even after praying, you know, I find that God uses people. He uses people, and I thank him for the people that he's placed in my life. You see, I have some very good friends that are not afraid to tell me, girl, you're thinking a little off. Your perspective is not quite right on that. Maybe you might not want to act like that. Maybe you might want to do it another way, which is a whole lot different from when I was out in the street, because then Everybody said everything that I did was all right. But that was because they needed somebody to help them do what they wanted to do. But today, it's about saving my life. You know, now, I would like to stand up here and tell you all that because, you know, God and I talk frequently, when I can get them other voices to be quiet, that I'm perfect. There is no such thing. As long as we're in this body, there is no such thing as perfection. There is, however, spiritual progress. I suffer with the same feelings and emotions that everybody else has. Because what I found from the literature says that our defects are really our basic human nature. And that we can't get rid of it by ourselves. And that if we think we're going to be rid of it at any point in time, we'll be disappointed because it's a lifetime journey. So just as soon as I think that I've gotten rid of one, a situation will pop up, such as somebody will leave. And then see how you react. You know, when everything's going fine, there's no need for a defect to show up. But just wait. Well, now, let me correct that, because maybe somebody still out there might like a little chaos every now and then. And it's all right. It's all right. But it's in those situations that cause you to want to react. That's when you'll know what your basic human nature is. You know, if somebody says something to you that you don't like, somebody steps on your toe, somebody looks at your man or your woman sideways, you know, what's in you is going to come out. Whether or not it comes out in verbal abuse, one of them ugly looks, haterade, whatever it is, it's going to come out. But what this program, my sponsor, most importantly, the God of my understanding, has been showing me is that in all situations, I need a new heart. I need more love. So that when people leave, as they will, and it doesn't have to have anything to do with you, I stopped by today to say, you know, for real, again, it's not about me. When people leave for whatever reason they leave for, it's because their assignment is over. And the blessing in that is not to sit and cry and be upset that they left, but it's to jump up and say, thank you. Because you'd have moved out of the way for the person with the next assignment that's coming to be a blessing. You know, all too often we sit and we focus on the glass being half empty. That sucker is half full. It is half full because God created all of us for a purpose. Everything that we have gone through, that I have gone through, the good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent, has come together to make me into who the God of my understanding wants me to be. There is no accident. There is no mistake. If somebody can leave me, let them go. It's all good. I'll be thanking God. You know, but first let me get real. I do kind of sit in the corner for a minute. I do get a little sad, you know. And initially I said, oh, what did I do? It don't last as long as it used to. Okay? It don't last as long as it used to, and it doesn't hurt as deep as it used to. Because I understand that we all have to do what we have to do. Well, let me see. Have I done 20 minutes? How's it going?
Good.
15? I did 15? All right. Okay. Well, let me see now. Listen. All I want to say is that the effects of the defects, whereas they used to be in special effects, sight and sound, it's a lot better now. You know, and what I find is that my life is a lot more peaceful. You know, I don't give in to those defects like I used to. But it's not me. It's God working within me. You know, I really appreciate the theme of this conference, of this convention. Dreams do come true. Because I know they do. This is the best life that I have ever lived. You know, sometimes I tell my girls, I say, you know, I think I really want a MAN. And then I sit back and I look around. There's nobody questioning, asking, seeking, none of that. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with it. But the peace that passes all that other understanding is a wonderful thing. And what I've decided is that I just got to sit back, relax, get out of the way, let God do his thing. And in his time, like he's done everything else, he's going to give me exactly who's supposed to walk with me. But in the meantime, y'all know I love to smile. Because it's good for the bones, all right? In the words of Jill Scott, I'm taking my freedom, taking it off the shelf, putting it on a chain, putting it around my neck. And I encourage all of you to live your life like it's golden. I'm an addict named Shirley. Thank you.